Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday live. Me and Joe are in the studio here today. You look like you're sitting in a little dunce chair or something, or a little boy chair. Did you just change your... You look about 2 feet tall.
That's how I feel right now. This chair shrinks to the bottom. I don't know where it came from, but...
I should probably pan out to the camera and show people what Joe looks like. He looks like this little kid over there.
I don't think you can get the camera low enough.
I think I can. I got a wide-angle lens. Anyway, so the camera we're referring to is the camera we use for our Facebook Live video streaming. And if you want to see what goes on in the studio, I'm warning you, it can get pretty funny in here, pretty weird. You can always check us out, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and check that out. You'll see the video, which is streaming live right now. And I'm wearing purple. This is not blue, Joe. Joe thought I had turned coat and was wearing Dodger blue. I have my Giants cup. All right, and this is purple. This is wine country.
Okay, purple. I'll buy that.
Okay, you buy that?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll buy that.
You won't ever see any Dodger blue on me, buddy. I don't think I have any blue that resembles Dodger
well,
blue.
You know, that is the Warrior color.
I was watching the name. Yeah, there you go. I was watching the game the other day, and this gal had this huge ribbon in her hair. Giants ribbon. Did you see that?
No.
And I swear to God, it was like 3 feet across. I mean, every Dodger guy behind her is probably going, "Lady, could you remove that, you know, the ribbon?" You
know, but that was so they could see.
So they could see.
Yeah, see, they have something to look at with their.
Yes, we don't have anything to look at. No, we're flirting with 100 lost season, which is second. This would be the second time in our history, right?
Right, we're going right at pace. Somebody posted yesterday.
It's the kind of pace you don't want to be on.
One game behind the 1985 team, which lost 100 games.
Oh, my God. How the mighty have fallen. How the mighty have fallen. Well, you know what? I don't care. I mean, I got my three. I never thought I'd ever have a World Series victory in my lifetime.
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, it was only 7 years ago and we thought we would never see
never,
it.
Ever.
And I always say anything else would be icing on the cake.
Really?
And it's been pretty good icing since then, but this isn't one of the years that you have icing with.
No. But three World Series, I'll take those. Those are pretty cool. Anyway, so give us a call if you want. You can also give us a call at 636-1350, 636-1350, and that is the call-in number for the show. And, you can call in pretty much about anything you want relating to real estate, okay? Or if you want to talk about the Giants just for a brief second. You can commiserate. Matter of fact, you can just call and talk to Joe about the Giants. I'm sure he'll have plenty to talk about. But the 636-1350, you know, we have a lot of people that talk to us off the air say, "Oh, you're Mike Kelly on the radio," and they strike up conversations about real estate. But you can always call us now, so everybody can learn. The nice thing about having a call-in show is that when people call in, you know, we educate all of the other listeners who may have the same kind of question but just don't have the nerve to pick up that phone and make that call. And sorry, we can't disguise your voice. That's something we can't do, okay? But what we can do is answer your question. Or you can always call Joe and just say, "Hey, could you ask Mike about this?" And Joe will dutifully write it down for me, and then I can answer it for you. But we've had people call in about, you know, where they should invest, what type of property should they invest in, is this a good time to invest? You know, a lot of folks are out there. We don't see the big speculation we had before when the market tanked. I gave a chat to my executive association this past Wednesday morning, and I was kind of reiterating, and you've heard it here on the show, why we have certain, what would you call it, influences that are not in the market that we did before. And one of those is the big speculative market. You don't see a lot of people, you know, speculating and, you know, popping houses 6 months later or a year later, and then getting a loan they can't afford and moving up because they had to pick a payment plan, and they am, and they could, you know, they didn't have to really make the payments they had to or even qualify for the loan. So that's kind of all gone, which is a good thing. So if you have any questions regarding that, give us a call, 636-1350. We'll be glad to chat with you about that. That's always open. And also, if you want to chat after the show, or you want to just do it maybe somewhat anonymously, you can always go to nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com, and you can go ahead and say, hey, Mike, I got a question about this. Then we can start a email conversation, which may lead to a phone conversation, which may lead to, you know, us helping you either buy or sell a real estate here in Sonoma County. So don't forget, you can hear us at also, you know, the 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. And so, I mean, FM is so much nicer than AM. The clarity is there. So, but, you know, when it comes to talking, I mean, you can hear me. And the clarity itself is not bad for AM. I have Sirius XM radio now, and I have it on my phone. I have it on in my office desktop, and I just love Sirius XM. I mean, to me, it's like that's where radio should be. You get everything you want. There's like a billion stations. You can listen to 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, rock, and all this kind of cool stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So you can always give us a call, like I said, 636-1350. So there's some things I've done to the Facebook page. And one of those is that we now have a search for property on the Facebook page for the Real Estate Hour. So if you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook, obviously you can see the video feed now, but also in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a search for homes. So if you're, you know, thinking about doing a search for homes and you're watching the video, you can do that at the same time. And it's a new service I just put into place last week. So you can actually look for homes on Facebook. A lot of people don't realize you can do that. They think you have to have a separate place to go, but you can watch the video. You can search for homes. You can contact me. I mean, right, Joe? I mean,
everything you need.
It's right there, you know. So check that out. So this morning we're going to chat about a number of things. I want to kind of give you the interest rates are, you know, they're what they are. They're like 4.25%, right around there. That, you know, they're not doing any craziness so far. The Fed, you know, the Fed spoke a couple of weeks ago, and they have this kind of goal of 2% inflation. They're not quite there. You know, but we don't see deflation, which is even worse, supposedly, for the Fed. So, you know, we're kind of betwixt in between. The economy is, you know, people are asking me, where's the bubble in the marketplace? And I'm going, well, it's the economy. That's really the only thing that could, you know, go amiss. And I don't know what that is tied to. Is it tied to Korea launching a missile that actually hits something besides water? I don't know. You know, so that could, you know, cause all sorts of conflagrations in the economic world. But right now, I'm not really seeing something out there that's going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference in the marketplace. You know, we've chatted about it before. We'll talk about it again when we come back after the break. But we'll kind of take a look at what kind of properties we have on the market, how many actives we have. And also, we're going to chat a little bit about guerrilla marketing. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean, guerrilla marketing? Well, guerrilla marketing is basically doing things that are way out of the box. I mean, the box isn't even in sight, okay? And a lot of you people may take offense to this. And these are just, I'm just reporting. I'm just the messenger, all right? Don't shoot me. But I've used some strange things before in my career, and I didn't know I was doing strange things until everybody else was saying, you're doing strange things here, Kelly. And I said, oh, okay, then it must be working because everybody got mad at me. But we'll come back and chat about some of that. But our call number is 636-1350. We also can give away a couple of fair tickets. Matter of fact, we can probably give away two pairs of tickets. So we got to think of a contest, all right? Like, how many games are we behind the record for losing Giants or something? We'll make up something, but we'll stay tuned and we'll have a little snap quiz on how to get fair tickets, okay?
So, Christmas story?
What, no,
Christmas in July.
Yeah, Christmas in July, there you go. But, yeah, Joe was saying, my God, there's only like 2 days left in July, and we're going into August. Football! 2 weeks from now, right? Yeah.
Training camps are open.
You got it. They're open. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Give us a call, 636-1350. Go to Facebook Live. You can see the video. Good morning, guys. And you can also look in search for homes on that Facebook page as we speak. So we'll be right back after these words.
Rincon Valley hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
There's a lot of pressure now being brought to bear, and I think properly so, on the administration to get its act together when it comes to messaging, when it comes to finesse and strategy, when it comes to selling policies to the American public. How should it be done? Who should have access to the president?
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO. The Joe Pags Show.
Well, I think what they don't realize is we want somebody like Trump. We don't want some standard politician. We don't want somebody from the swamp who's going to do the same thing over and over. I mean, the reason why Trump won was because he was that different. And, yep. And he's continuing to be that different. And I don't think the voters are going to change their minds in 2018, to be honest with you, if, in fact, the Republicans are smart enough to start going with the program.
Weeknights 6 to 9 on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. I think we'll give away a pair of tickets before the break, Joe, and then we'll do a pair of tickets after the break. Okay, now we just have to think of something to ask people. What shall we ask people, Joe?
Could ask what the newest FM station is here.
The newest FM station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows we got 103.5, or we should know.
Yeah, we should know. They should know that. Recently. We did. What if people know that?
Well.
Because I barely remember.
Me too.
Well, let's try that one. So we have 103.5. You heard me just talk about it. 103.5 FM. And now we have a new one for the southern part of the county. So the 103.5 is for the northern, and the new one is for the southern. We have the old, you know, standby, obviously, 1350 KSRO, that kind of thing. So what's that?
The old standby.
The old standby. The old standby. But if you know that, give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350, before the break, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to the fair, which is starting next Friday, Saturday. I know I'm going to the Hall of Flowers preview. If you haven't, this year is going to be great because it's like kind of like a holiday. Oh, there's somebody calling already. There's a holiday theme they have, and it's, I think it's holidays for the season or something like that. But I went and picked up my Rotary Club is doing a sponsoring a named race. And which is what we do, you know. I think we have the fifth race on Friday, the fourth. This kind of thing. So the we have another call too, Joe. They're calling in like crazy. Anyway, but the
Connie Santa Rosa.
Okay, Connie in Santa Rosa. Connie, yeah. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning to you, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific, girl. You want to give me the other one?
It's 94.5.
Bingo! We have a winner. What's that? Yeah, stay in the line, Connie, because we got to get your information. What we're going to do is give it to our account rep, Kathy Slack. So we need your telephone number, and then she'll call you when the tickets are ready, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, so you got a pair of tickets, girl. Enjoy the fair, huh?
I'm sure I will.
And thanks for listening. We appreciate it, Connie.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on the air.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Joe, you got a – there you go. You had a – yeah, she's the winner. The winner, winner, chicken dinner. 94.5 FM is the one. 103.5, 94.5. Have her call back, Joe. We'll have another contest here after the break for the show. So looking at the I forget, what the heck was I talking about? Anyway, but getting back to the show. What's that? You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
He's talking to Connie. All right. So we're looking at how many actors are in the marketplace right now. So we'll just jump into that because I kind of forgot where I was. But the when you're looking at the number of actors right now, we have about 809 active listings, which is still not the big numbers we're seeing. We're not seeing a whole bunch of new properties coming to the market. That's probably the biggest issue we have. People talk about why will prices keep going up, because we don't have any inventory. And when you don't have any inventory and you have people wanting to buy properties, okay, it's just the prices are going to stay sustained that way. If you had a whole bunch of inventory and you were able to look around, take your time, you want to have that frenzy, that craziness that brings all those multiple offers in, all right? So we have 809 active listings. Now, what I did is it was kind of interesting. I broke down. I wanted to see how many were owner-occupied, how many were tenant-occupied, and how many were actually vacant. Now, when you look at the three counties of Marin County and Napa County and Sonoma County, we have the most listings. We have the largest, base of homes. We're the largest county. Marin County, when you look at, their property, I do the $1 million report, their median price down there was $1.3 million. Where our median price here is about $627,000. So you can see there's a huge discrepancy. And they really don't have that many listings in Marin. Okay. The thing about Marin is only right now, I think all active is 327. And, when you look at them, 247 of those are over $1 million. But I was kind of figuring out, okay, well, how many are vacant? How many are occupied? Owner occupied, this kind of thing. If you look at our area, and let me give you some background on this. I used to do this years ago before we had the big, implosion in the marketplace. And I was seeing a whole bunch of vacant properties. I mean, a bunch of vacant properties, like 60% of the market was like vacant properties. I'm going, why are all these vacant properties? And I remember talking to one of our economists from CAR, the California Association of Realtors, about this. He goes, that's probably just, new home sales, putting them on the market or something like that. I said, I don't know. It's a pretty big number. Well, it was just the beginning of people walking away from their homes. And they couldn't make the payment. So what did they do? Goodbye, we're out of here. And, we used to do a lot of REOs, and we'd go into these houses, and it looked like people just left in the middle of the night. There was personal property left behind. I mean, there was one house we looked at. There were keys on the counter. I swear to God, I thought the people, we just interrupted their breakfast. And we used to post, for the banks, the property, I'm sorry, has been, foreclosed upon and blah, 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 blah. And I think a lot of people thought, we were notifying them from another agency. So a lot of people just got the heck out of town. But as far as, in today's market, we have 809 active listings. And of those, 529 are owner-occupied, which is a good, healthy number. 63 are tenant-occupied. And then vacant properties, we have 217. And I kind of wonder, where are those people? 217 vacant listings, is quite a bit. And, and I was looking at Marin County, and they have 327, but they have almost 200 that are vacant. So, I kind of wonder, where are these people going? What have they done? People are selling homes that are vacant. So it could be maybe people are cashing in. And that's what I'm kind of thinking, because we always advise somebody, if they're selling their house, if it's vacant, it's better. We can staging in vacant is even better than that. But you know, if it's tenant occupied, it's just hard to sell the property. It's hard, obviously, to present the property in the right condition to get top dollar. This goes to standard. So we tell them, I said, look, if you're currently vacant now, don't re-rent the property. Let us sell it, and then let either an owner buy it or a landlord buy it and then rent it out again to the marketplace. So vacant properties, are basically, most agents love them because you can just go direct, you're not going to make appointments and all this kind of stuff. It's just a lot different. And you can get it set to a certain, point in the marketplace where it looks good and it's easier to represent that way. But in Napa, they only have 76 vacant properties, 338 active listings, 230 that are owner-occupied, 32 that are tenant-occupied, 76 that are vacant. So I was kind of looking at the ratios. The ratios all kind of bear out about the same kind of number. So right now we have about 217 vacant properties. So I think what's happening here, why you see so many vacant properties, is number one, I think a lot of people are basically, we'd probably say they're profit takers. They might be saying, this might be it. This could be, the height of the market right now. I don't say that in the sense of it come crashing down. I just think this could be like the peak. If you buy a stock, there's a certain time when you have a sell order in there because you think that's going to be the peak of that stock. And you look at the historical numbers and you say, wow, we're right up there. So I'm going to sell this now and get at it at a Dodge, which is interesting because I think that's a pretty disciplined way to look at your investment. Before, we used to have people just, selling willy-nilly, moving into the next house, getting loans for 110%. Taking that money, doing other things with it, selling your house 6 months later because it was going up at some crazy number, and getting a new loan and blah 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 blah. So we don't have that right now. So there's more stability in the marketplace. But I thought those were some interesting numbers to look at. It's funny, somebody was asking about the REO market, and I said it's dead. The REO market is like gone. Right now, if you look at the active listings of those 809 listings in Sonoma County, 13 or 1.6% are actual REO or short sale. In Marin County, there's only two. That's it. And in Napa, there's six. So pretty small numbers, which is good. I chatted about this with my Sonoma County Executive Association, and I was giving them a presentation, and everything, well, what's the next bubble? And I said, well, number one, the properties that are in foreclosure are now below 1%. And we track this for about the last 6 months. I must be ready for breakfast. The last 6 months, because there's a site called Black Knight, like KNI, like a Knight of the Realm, this kind of thing, and they track a lot of these numbers, and they've been kind of tracking where it was going. And about a year and a half ago, it was like 1.5%, and then it dropped in May down to below 1%, and now it's something like 0.81%. in actually properties in foreclosure. So if you saw The Big Short, you remember when he was writing on the board when he left his office what the number was up to at that point. We are so far away from that, which is very, very cool. Very good. So we're going to come back and talk about a technique. If you can't find a house and you want to find a house and you want to buy in a certain area and there's nothing available, we're going to tell you how you may want to do that. Break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll be right back after these words. We'll be right back.
Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Rybkov, about the Russian sanctions bill President Trump is expected to sign.
We have a very rich toolbox at our disposal. It would be ridiculous on my part to start speculating on what may or may not happen.
The U.S. has again successfully tested a missile defense system, says the Pentagon, by firing a missile from an Air Force plane over the Pacific and launching another rocket from Kodiak Island, Alaska, that shot it down. U.S. officials say the test was scheduled before last Friday's North Korean missile test. A groundbreaking brain scientist who was the first to prove that the brain isn't static and just gets old, but can grow with learning and experience, has died. Dr. Marion Diamond was 90.
This is who you really are. Take away the brain, you take away the person.
From the PBS documentary, My Love Affair with the Brain, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The latest intrafamily fight is this Scaramucci coming out openly questioning the chief of staff in a way that I've never, in all my years in Washington, I've never witnessed anything like this.
I think Scaramucci's full of himself. I think he got down here from New York. I think he's all excited. And I think he's frankly talking more than he's thinking.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hot temperatures today and for the coming week. Today, blue skies at 94, 69 on the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 52, 53 on the shores. Monday's mostly sunny at 96, 70 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday should be creeping up to 97, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. We're giving away two pairs of tickets for the fair, which starts this Thursday. It's coming Thursday. The Hall of Flowers preview is Wednesday. If you've ever been to that, that's a great time. You can... It's a donation you make to the scholarship fund they have at the fair, and it's held in the Hall of Flowers. So you get to see the Hall of Flowers like when it's brand new, like when it's just everything is fresh, all the flowers. They just had all the judgings and all that kind of stuff. So it really, really looks great. You know, you see the fair towards the end of the time, and it gets a little ragged looking. But Greg Duncan is the master over there, master musician, and he does wonders with that space every year. And him and his crew just do some remarkable things. I have a friend of mine, actually used to be the owner of Bill's Auto Electric, Don Mordessa. He works for him, and he can't believe what this guy comes up with. And what he asks the dude, Don works, and he goes, "You want me to do what?" "Yeah, we want to do a thing over there and use this." And he goes, "Where do you get that?" He goes, "I don't know, make it." So they end up doing a lot of fabrication. But if you haven't been to the Hall of Flowers, it's really cool. This one has a certain theme, kind of goes along with the theme of the fair. And there's a keyword we're looking for. If you can give us the total theme for the flower show, hallelujah. But if you can't, there's a keyword in there that goes along with the theme for the fair this year also. And give us a call and tell us what that word is or what the theme for the flower show is going to be. Now, this is not hard, you guys. You all have Google. You can all get on there and look. So it's kind of a race that who can get here the quickest, okay? So what we'll do, there they go already. They're already calling in, okay? So what we'll do is we'll have our great sales rep, Kathy Slack, and she of the famous, infamous what is their group called? Pointless Sisters. That's right. She's a great singer. Really belts out a song. She will be the one that'll be getting you those tickets. So what we'll do is she'll give you a call and let you know when they're available. So who's on the phone?
Leon from Santa Rosa.
Leon. I know Leon.
Hey, my neighbor, Michael Kelly.
What's up, Leon? So you probably got on Google right away and looked it up.
No, I knew it as holidays.
There you go. Okay, you got it, buddy. Yeah, cool. Okay.
It's spelled D-A-Z-E.
Yeah, like crazy days. Yeah, you got it. Like being in the days, because that's what happens. I was at there at the fair yesterday getting my, or actually Friday getting my tickets for the race, and they're all going, oh, can't wait till this day, this week's over with. I'm going, you guys do nothing but work the entire week to get to this point. This should be like fun, you know? Yeah, but it's crazy for 2 weeks. I said, well, welcome to the world.
It's an amazing event.
You got it. Well, see, look, so what? Kathy will give you a call, Leon. So give Joe your information, all that kind of stuff, buddy, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, Leon, take care. Yeah, that's a great agent, now, Leon Geisberg, who lives right down the street here next to my place. So check out the fair. If you can, you know, support the scholarship. Go spend, you know, $35. You can get your tickets at the fair office. And it's Wednesday night, 5:30 to 7:30. It's kind of like a social business kind of mixer, but they have great hors d'oeuvres. Oh, my gosh, they have great hors d'oeuvres and you know, wines flowing and all that kind of good stuff. And you get to see the fair, you know, the Hall of Flowers being brand new, you know. And the whole theme this year is different holidays. I always saw this massive Christmas tree, so I'm sure they'll have that. They'll have Halloween, Thanksgiving. If you remember the old movie, you're really showing your age if you do. Holiday Inn was with Bing Crosby. That's where he first sang White Christmas, was in the Holiday Inn. Not everybody thinks White Christmas, the movie. No, he sang it in the Holiday Inn. Okay, so it's a little bit of trivia for him. All right, so getting into some guerrilla marketing. What am I talking about, guerrilla marketing?
Actually, you were so close to Mike.
What's that? What?
He lives so close to you, you probably get the tickets to him, right?
Well, I got to get the tickets first, tickets.
just check in with Mike.
Yeah. No, check with Kathy. We'll call him. Don't call me.
Kathy will call him.
Yes. Will call you. There you go. Don't worry, Bradley, and we'll get them to you. Okay.
They're tickets to the fair, right? Not the Hall of
Flowers? You got it. Yeah. Well, the fair, but then you get into the Hall of Flowers if you got tickets to the fair.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not for the preview. No, those are $35. We don't have that much money around here.
Yeah,
we do. We do the cheap stuff. Okay. excuse me. So, what is guerrilla marketing? Guerrilla marketing is doing something that, you know, all the agents will say you can't do that, and you do it anyway. I just love people that say you can't do that. You can. What are you doing? You can't do that. You know, like, you know, don't touch that. But you know, I can do that because I've done it before. I remember when the market was really bad back in the 80s, mid 80s, something like that. You know, when kind of one of those pretty bad markets. You know, and I was looking for business. So what I did is I took a big board. And I took a little table and chairs, and I went to the, and people are going to freak out when I tell them this, I went over to Oakley, which was that time was called Oakley, and at their gate right there, or their driveway, they come in, and I had a sign that says, you know, I'm looking for your business, you know, and stop, honk, you know, let's talk. And people were so, like, how could you do that? My God, that's so unprofessional. And I ended up getting 3 listings out of it and 3 sales because I just did something that was totally, you know, out of the box. And people said, you're begging for business. I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to where the people that have the money. All right, Oakley at that time was a very high-paying, prestigious place to work. It was even before HP was in town. And I was there, you know, and saying I need your business, and people liked it, you know, and I'm sure there were some people that thought it was, oh my God, how could he lower himself that way? And I'm telling you, when you got to make a house payment, guys, you know, you do things you got to do, right? And I didn't think it was humiliating at all. I think it was kind of fun. I would sit there for about an hour, and I did it like when people were leaving, you know, the business, you know, or leaving the thing. So I did it for like 1 hour, and like 4 to 5 or something like that. And I got some good business. People thought it was fun. They go, what a great idea. You're coming right to us. They felt very flattered by it. You know, well, nowadays we have people that are looking for homes that can't find them. And this is a technique that came out of a friend and an acquaintance I know in the Palo Alto, San Mateo area, where this inventory is extremely tight. I mean, extremely tight. And it's the thing where, you know, I remember this one gentleman I used down there. If you want a great agent, we've got a, you know, a couple of them down there. Dave Blouette, who is a long-term friend of mine, used to be at RE/MAX years ago. Now he's with another company. And he's one of these kind of guys that, you know, if you – I gave him a referral on a listing down in that area. And he calls me up and he goes, well, Mike, you know, I know you gave me that referral, that listing, but what I did is I brought one of my buyers over there when I did the listing presentation, and they bought it. I said, okay, I'm sure that was what the seller wanted. I mean, you know, if they got their price or whatever, it's not something maybe I would do, but that's what he did. And he brought over the buyer, and the property wasn't even on the market yet. So that's kind of the theme of what I'm going to talk about, because if you're looking in a certain area and you can't find it, there's no you know, listings out there, there's nothing on the market, and these people really want to be there. And this is what a lot of people are doing. And when they did this last time also, and the market was really, really hot and there was very little inventory, where they actually take their buyers and they drive through a neighborhood. And they go, okay, point out the house you want. And you go, what? Just point out the homes that you guys would like to make an offer on. And, you know, usually, you know, people are very aware of prices in certain areas. You know, believe me, if you're a buyer, you know prices as probably as well as your agent does for that specific neighborhood that you're considering. And say it could be like an area of the Grace Track, part of the JC area, McDonald. It could be anywhere where you feel you want to buy property. And so what they do is that they actually take their buyer out. Okay, and they drive around and they find properties and say, so we'd like this one, that one, we'd do that one, see that one. So you get about 5 or 6 properties. And we're not talking like 25 or 30 or 40 or 50, because usually in those areas, there's, you know, people are very specific about what they want in the way of amenities. And, you know, if you're a smart agent, you know, you have your buyers are looking for a certain street or a certain, you know, 2 or 3 block radius. You probably know every property in that area. You can pull up the tax records, you know, the square footages. You know, you can do Google Maps, see if there's a pool in the back. I mean, there's all these different things you can do to research that area, all right? Now, the thing here is that what some agents will do is that they write a letter, okay? And the letter is pretty much kind of like a letter you would write when you present an offer. All right, and the thing is that you can give your general parameters of what you're looking for. It's always good if you put some details in there relating to, well, I work at, you know, Agilent, and I'm a senior so-and-so, or I work at Kaiser, and I'm a doctor, and my specialty is this, and my, you know, I'm looking because my family's moving out from, you know, Idaho or someplace. And so you can make it as specific as you want to and kind of put the, you know, parameters of, you know, what you're looking for as price. Maybe say, geez, we're pre-approved up to $1.3 million. You know, we're putting this much down. So we're really seeking a property, and we've driven by and we've noticed your home. Now, this is where you need to talk to your broker about what you can do. All right, because a lot of people may freak out about this, but this is what some other agents are doing, and I thought I would pass it on so you guys can get an idea just how it works. Okay, now it all has to do with basically, which is a one-party listing agreement. And the thing is that you're saying, no, I don't want to list it to the world. Okay, I just want to get a listing between me and you so my buyer can come in and buy the property. Now, you know, you're representing okay, and you state it, it's a single agency, you're representing the buyer. All right, so this is where, you know, you need to talk to your brokerage and see if they will allow this and how you can work it out, because basically the seller is not going to have any representation, all right? But you could get into a dual agency. So talk to your broker about this. But what a lot of agents will do is they'll come in with a single-party listing agreement, and they're asking you to sign that so they can go forward with the deal. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a break and come back and chat more about this. And it's kind of a new way, guerrilla way to find guerrilla marketing and how to find the listing that your buyers are desperately seeking. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after Joe scratching his ear, these words.
The North Bay's home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders at 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Joe Pags Show.
So I've since heard from some friends of mine and some colleagues in the media business who say, well, it's not like, what's the financial problem? It's not like they were paying for the trans surgeries. Well, in fact, they were. The U.S. House of Representatives and the leaders in the Republican Party turned down an attempt to ban transgender surgery for troops.
Weeknights 6 to 9 on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSR. The Laura Ingraham Show.
There's a lot of pressure now being brought to bear, and I think properly so, on the administration to get its act together when it comes to messaging, when it comes to finesse and strategy, when it comes to selling policies to the American public. How should it be done? Who should have access to the president?
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. We had a call off the air. A gentleman was asking if someone could refinance a home. What's that, Joe? In the northwest area of Santa Rosa.
And northwest of Petaluma. Was Jim of Petaluma.
Okay, and they're on fixed income, Social Security. Probably not. You know, the many lenders are going to look at that and not touch it. You know, you have to have the ability to repay a loan. One of the things about predatory lending is the lack of ability to pay a loan. They did a lot of that during, you know, the run-up to the 2007 crash, where a lot of people were getting loans that shouldn't have gotten loans at all. And that's the essence of predatory lending. So you got to be careful with that. But, you know, you can try a local lender in your area in Petaluma, but I severely doubt that they'll be able to do it with somebody on a Social Security fixed income. You know, there's, you know, you may want to talk about a reverse mortgage. You know, that may be something you can look at, but, you know, it still has to have the ability to repay. And usually with people that are on fixed incomes, it's kind of hard to do, especially Social Security. But, you know, Jill Grom, G-R-O-M-M, she's been on the show before. She is a reverse mortgage person, and she works over at the Redwood Credit Union. You may want to give Jill a call and chat with her about that. But it's kind of hard to do when you're on Social Security. Okay, so getting back to our guerrilla marketing we're doing here. Now, the whole idea is that you know an area you want to buy in. There's nothing available. So you and your agent drive around. You find any number of houses that you would like to buy. They're not on the market. They're just sitting there. So basically what your agent's going to do is basically write a letter. And when they write the letter, you know, don't do it on the company stationery because it'll immediately get tossed in the garbage. Do it on a white envelope. Just address it to somebody. Don't reference your company. You may want to put the agent's initials or name on there, and don't put the company. So you want them to open it, that, guys. That's the idea. And the whole essence of doing this is that you're going to do an exclusive, okay, one-party listing agreement for 30 days. And basically you're telling the seller, look, I mean, this is not a general solicitation. You know, this is, I have a buyer who wants this area and really, really wants to get in there. And they want to buy your property. And they're, you know, so you don't really have a set price as of yet. So when you go in to the listing, if the people say, yeah, let's talk about it. You know, basically the sales price will be the list price. So it'll be an off market sale. Now, when I'm representing the buyer, okay, you know, my methodology is that I want to get to a house before anybody else does. When I'm representing the seller, okay, and I have an agency to that seller, I'm trying to get as much money as I can for that seller. So when you do this process, okay, you need to chat with your manager. You need to see if you can do this in your company, because you're basically going in and saying, don't put it on the market. Sell it to my buyer. They're willing to give you this price. Here's the last comps. We'll match those comparable sales. All right, that's what this is all about. All right, and the thing about it is that when you do this, you know, you want them to feel comfortable in obviously doing it, and the agreement is for 30 days. So that's the idea about it, is to, you have the right, because obviously it'll probably take you that long to close the escrow. All right. So make sure that, you know, when you do it, that you do it smart. And like I said, you do it on a plain envelope, you know, but talk to your broker to make sure you're not violating, you know, some issues when it comes to dual agency. You may wish to maybe have your manager come in and act representing the seller at this point. You know, so it's kind of a last-ditch effort if you're really looking for something, but it's something that you're doing that's outside the box. Now, if you're an agent, a seller may think this is kind of cool. It says, wow, this guy or gal really, you know, is representing their buyers. You know, I want to work with somebody like that. So it has kind of a, you know, you could just fall into a listing because they're thinking, wow, what a very smart, clever way to represent your buyer. And I want to have that kind of a person, you know, who thinks way outside the box and is willing to do those things that somebody else won't do. So, you know, this is brought to my attention by a number of different agents, and especially a friend of the shows and a gal we're going to have on here named Bernice Ross, who used to work for some major companies in Southern California and now is a real estate coach. So we'll probably have Bernice on to chat about this and other things in the weeks to come. But give it a thought. You know, if you haven't found anything and, you know, your agent is attuned to it, or maybe your agent says, yeah, that's kind of a cool idea. You know, but if you don't have an agent who's doing that for you and you think it is a cool idea, you know, give me a call and I can always help you out to put this together. It's one way we do it, especially in a tight inventory market like we have today, you know, to go out and get, you know, those properties that you can afford to buy, or you can buy in an area you want to buy in. And there's also, you know, different, what we call big data ways. Now you can search for prospects. If you're looking for a certain, you know, price point of a house, there's ways we can search by price, you know, through the county tax records, through some other data-based programs where we can actually, especially when it comes to marketing your property, we can go after those people we feel can actually, you know, afford that certain price point of your property. So there's a lot of different ways agents can work for you nowadays that they couldn't before because of the advent of big data. And big data is as it is for maybe, you know, the big brother aspects of it. There are a lot of ways where we can find out, you know, within, say, a mile of our listing, how many people, make over $500,000 a year? How many people live in $2 million properties? How many people, blah, 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 blah. So all that data is out there. I know. It's a brave new world, guys. But if you're looking for a house and you can't find it, you're going, Mike, how do I find a house? Well, this is one way to do it. Okay. So we'll post this on our blog, the Real Estate Hour blog, .com. And also we'll probably put it on the our Facebook page, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. So you'll be able to pull it up there. Also, remember that you can go to the Facebook page and actually search for homes now. Upper left-hand corner, you'll see a little digit, little kind of like title that says search for homes. You can get in there, and it's a really kind of robust site. I just installed it about a week ago. So check that out. Okay, cool. So we got two pairs of fair tickets we've given away, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Leon got one for the House of Flowers, and Connie was the other one, right?
Leon and Connie.
Okay, and now
that's for the fair.
That's not for the fair. Not for the Hall of Flowers. Right. No, we're too cheap to do that. So these are for the fairs, but the fair's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, what's your favorite fair food?
You know, that's changed over the years.
Actually, well, it changes with our medical conditions.
Yeah, I always like the little
funnel cakes.
That's it.
We're the same way. Great minds think alike. I love funnel cakes.
Yeah, the funnel cakes are really good, and that's probably it.
It's like a waffle with strawberries all over, but it's got like
there's something different about a fair corn dog too.
Yeah, no, there's these they have these monster corn dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
That are just so good. I mean, they're monstrous.
And then I got to go drop a couple bucks at the horse races.
Of course,
that's a tradition.
Of course you do. Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah, cool. So yeah. In our Realtor Association, our center is a chapter. We have our day at the races, and I think it's on the 11th this year. And we have like 200 realtors show up, and we sell out every year, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. But we all go to the races afterwards, so that's kind of a hoot and a holler. Anyway, but I never do well at the races. I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, we should have a guy. Does Cancer Row have a guy that comes on and talks about?
They used to. I don't know if they still do.
Had that old guy. I think he passed away. He was kind of fun.
God, what was his name?
Yeah,
we had him on the Saturday Sports Talk Show for a while.
But we need to find that. We need to find somebody who can give us like 10 minutes on wagering, you know, because I still get show
just don't.
Place and win and all that stuff lined up and.
Well, now they got so many other things. You can go four places and all that. It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world out there.
A whole new world on ways to lose your money.
They always find a way to come between a man and his money, right? Yeah. Yep, they do. Anyway, so I hope that they helped you out with some strategies today. You know, with the number of properties coming up, you know, as we have that lovely property out in the heart of Bennett Valley in La Grande, that property is 829. We have the Vineyard property. We have an offer on it, but it's I don't think we're going to be we're counter offering that. That's at $1,890,000, and that's 8.5 acres, 5.5 acres of vineyards. I think Allie sold her Parker Hill property. Or that came back on the market, I forget. But she's got a great little property on the corner on Parker Hill Court. And then I sold that one in Hacienda. We have an offer on that. And I got some storage units coming up in Clear Lake. We'll talk about that next week. I have 50 units up there that will be coming onto the market. A great little cash cow. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, Facebook friends. I'll see you later, everybody else. Stay tuned for next week on the Real Estate Hour.
Been listening to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSIRO Santa Rosa.